Well, when we grew up, you know, we had a lot of traveling preachers come through. Evangelists, they called them. And there was always a revival somewhere or a homecoming. I mean, we was in some wonderful meetings back in those days. And we had some joyous times, but anyhow, we had this one come through one time. And he had a big black suit on, a top hat, and he had two watch chains with buckeyes hooked to them. Oh, and they was flashing out there, and all the young ladies just fell all over him. He had this real wavy, curly hair, and had it all pomaded down with pomade, and oh, he was a sharp critter. Had on a nice pair of boots, three-quarter-length motorcycle boots, I guess you'd call them. He was well-dressed compared to us. Of course, back in those days, all we wore was a pair of overalls and brogans with old heel taps on them and something that would last several years. And that's what we wore to church and school or wherever we was at. I mean, we wore the same thing. And we was fortunate to have that to wear. But nevertheless, this guy, he brought a message one night. And he had these two great big fellers with him. And they was bad about collaring a man. They had this old boy up against the wall down there, back in the back. I mean, had him down and collared him. And was trying to drag him to the front. Yeah, I'm talking about literally drag him to the front. Of course, I never believed in doing stuff like that. But like I said, it was a evangelistical service, I believe they call it, or something. Anyhow, I heard them ask him. One of them said, well, just how close do you ever feel that you've been to heaven? And he studied and pondered on it a while and scratched his head, and he said, well, the nearest I can figure, brother, he said, we were down at Jim Hellenbolt's hauling hay one time, and I was up in the loft stacking it with a pitchfork. I guess I was 40 foot high, and that's about as close as I can ever figure getting there. This evangelist, he said, the man ain't happy with this offering, and I ain't happy with it. He said, now somebody has got some $100 and $50 bills hid in their billfold close to their driver's license, but the man above knows about it. Now, somebody better come on with it. We're going to take up another offering while the sister plays the music. Well, these men went to grabbing their billfolds, looking at one another. After the service, we got outside. This one said, how did he know I had all them $100 bills hid between my pictures and my license? One of them said, what about me? I had 50s. Another one said, I had 20s. Said, my wife didn't even know about it. I said, well, I'm thankful all I had was them first old pennies I threw in. Those fly-by-nighters that come through here just like, yeah, I guess they rode this Bible belt, you see. There's always a crook, and he'll find a way to ride the belt. Some way or another. Well, we was told after he left here in his big suit with his buckeye watch chains on, he roamed on up through the Bible Belt and went up into Kentucky. And up there, some of the brothers got a hold of that gentleman and lynched him. What it is, he went to this community, and these girls got to coming up with babies, so under questioning, they got to telling it that it was the man that done it. Oh, they lynched that boy. Yeah. So that ended his career.